This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Question, what did Water have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, everyone that wants to have sex with Jess, just so you know, she texted us. She says, I'm flattered by the comments. And she has not had the pleasure of meeting us. So we have not met Jess.
She didn't say no, though.
She didn't.
For everybody saying you want to hook up.
That's true. All she said is she's flattered. She hadn't turned anyone down.
Yeah, you got a chance. Text her 3388.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, if I get cut off, if I apologize, Jamie, put me on hold if I do. So
Wait a minute. Hold on. There's no way your name is Joe. I'm going to say you called us yesterday.
And your name is Ezra.
No, it's Joe. So.
Yeah. Okay, Joe.
You got us, Joe.
Joey, we couldn't even tell. It's amazing. Don't ever be a criminal.
Okay, so my thing is, when I was about 10 years old, I couldn't swim a lick. I went swimming with my family. I dived off the diving board, almost drowned. So a couple weeks later, I went without some friends to a swimming pool where it had, you know, the Olympic-sized swimming diving boards. I got to the very top. I looked down and said, no way. Embarrassed, and walked all the way back down.
Okay. And then you went to that place and stole stuff and got caught.
No, that happened to Ezra. This is Joe.
My bad.
Look, man.
My bad.
I mean, let's just lay it out, all right? Brother. Okay. We have talked to thousands of people.
More than that.
Since we've
More
been,
than
right?
that. More than that.
And that might be the most distinctive voice. Mm-hmm. That we've heard in 18 years that we've been in. Easily the most distinctive voice.
All right. By the way, Joe, after you called yesterday, everyone went, oh, I know Ezra.
Yeah, I know him. Hey, he works here, blah, 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 delivers auto parts.
Sure, we know.
I mean.
And you can't start the same way. I'm going to get delivery, and I might have to put you on hold. Just keep me on hold.
Same job. Same voice. Same but no, guy. It's a different person.
Two different people.
His voice is so unique. It reminds me of one guy I knew that worked with my mom that used to come into the bar I worked at.
All right.
But same thing. I don't know how to explain. Just kind of one of those voices. Steve Armola. And I'll never forget his name. I could picture him right now.
If he called the show right now, you'd know it's him, wouldn't you?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you sound like?
Kind of like that guy. I don't know how to say, like, it's not like they're out
Joe
of breath.
Or Ezra.
It's just breathy. But Steve also had a real high-pitched, annoying voice.
Okay.
And he was always half in the bag.
Oh.
And you know what? He wasn't the brightest guy.
He was my mom, stupid and drunk.
My mom worked in the same building. Super nice guy. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
And he was from College Park. Like, you honestly, if it was until 3 in the afternoon, you'd let your kids hang out with him and he could watch them. He was a good man. But he had a high-pitched voice, and then he worked with my mother. So I'm working at this bar. I'm working happy hour. He's rolling in at like 3:30. I'm like, what are you doing here?
Right.
Well, how are they going to know? It's like, well, I talked to my mom. I live with her.
Right.
You should be at work right now.
Impressive.
By the way, no one seems to be fooled here.
By Joe or by Ezra?
Joe sounds like the same guy from yesterday. I like somebody here with a band joke. Joe is better than Ezra. Someone else, this is for sure the guy from yesterday. And how would the men's room world turn in? Oh, my God.
What is that one?
No.
Can I see?
Yeah, come on.
Just take a look. I almost just read it blindly. Jess, you're still quite popular.
All right.
Okay. You're quite popular.
As long as I get last.
Then someone else in men's room. That's the same guy that called yesterday. Yeah, we know.
We know.
I can't believe you went into denial about it. Like, no, bro, come on, man. I mean, come on.
What would a water have to do with the story? 206-803-RIDE.
Hello, drama. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Yo, so water has to do with this story. This happened back in the day when I was in the Marine Corps. We're on deployment, and we're on an LPH, which is basically a small aircraft carrier. My first deployment, we're in the inside the hull of the ship, you know, just having recreational time playing basketball. Guys were loading up helos that go up to the flight deck, up and door on the elevator doors. And so what happened is... late night, we're in the Indian Ocean. Swells are pretty high. Guy loads the helo up onto the elevator and forgets to secure it. We hit a nice swell, and all of a sudden we hear, oh, no, and all this screaming. And we look over, and we see the helo go right into the drink.
Oh no.
What kind of helicopter was it?
It was a Huey.
Oh, man. So
that's expensive.
Right. How much was that mistake worth?
I'm assuming it was worth his reenlistment for life.
Okay. Man, all right. Like, what is the immediate punishment for that? Because that's kind of a big oops.
I'm assuming maybe what they call NJP, non-judicial punishment. I don't know. I wouldn't want to know, thank God. But, you know, it happened. It's a Navy guy that did it. You know, we're just Marines taking a ride in their ship. But I looked over and, they usually...
So do you get, like, a chuckle out of that? No one's like, hey, man, hey, that's on you.
Oh, I laugh because it didn't happen to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm telling you, other than being able to punt a football, I'm pretty sure, like, on some of the bigger aircraft carriers, you could play a full 100-yard, 120-yard football field down there.
Oh, yeah. So it's massive.
And play massive. Again, you probably couldn't punt or anything like that. But sure. You could definitely play a game.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Crazy how big that is down there.
I cannot
believe
those hangers.
Dropped a goddamn helicopter.
That is unbelievable. Oh, my bad. I mean, that's a whole helicopter. I mean, this is what he's talking about. But, like, you see how they sit, I was about to say helos. The helicopters on the deck and stuff. Like, yeah, you got to secure those.
And the damn thing's got a runway, too. So, obviously, they're able to land something or shoot something off the deck on those aircraft. So, even though it's a smaller aircraft carrier.
Yeah, I think some of the helicopters, too, when they land, probably skate a little bit.
What would a water have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's one, and I think we can all relate to this a little bit. It says, when I was 10 years old, I took a dump at my grandparents' house. And I say we can relate to that. We've all taken a dump at your grandparents' house. Yeah. They said, but I did it in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner. Ended up flooding the hallway.
Oh no.
Man. Overflowing the toilet because you pooped in it is just one of the... Especially...
To overflow it.
And again...
Not to clog it. To clog it is one thing. To overflow.
And you're not in your own home.
My septic went out on Christmas Day one time. We were hosting everybody this particular Christmas. No. We had people up from out of state that were there visiting for Christmas. And Christmas morning, they were staying in the basement. It was a finished basement, so it was nice down there. And then they come up the next morning like, there's something coming out of the drain. And for real, the septic had backed up and filled to the point where it was bubbling out of the shower downstairs. Out of the toilet. Yeah, that was so Christmas morning, my dad and I are out there with a pair of shovels digging up the septic tank till we found it, and he actually did find a septic service that came out on that day and drained it.
Merry Christmas.
Indeed.
Mm. You need to ask your dad how much that trip cost.
That would be the worst.
It's bad enough on like a Sunday, but on Christmas Day.
What are you talking about?
Oh, we can come out, but it's going
to
cost you.
With a shovel, you had to dig out a septic tank?
Well, yeah, the access to it.
Man,
right?
God, that sucks.
Yeah, that was fun.
Who do you think was? But that was a septic backup, not
correct.
Somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You ever plugged someone else's toilet? When we first moved here, I did not have a plunger. And Ted's having dinner with me and the wife at my place, living in Belltown at this time. Ted walks out of the bathroom, says, "Do you have a plunger?" Which is a horrible question, especially when the answer is no.
Correct.
Like, I don't. So we grabbed a wire hanger out of the closet, and I'm like, you got to do this, man. I can't be it. And you did.
I said, yeah, you said no, and I said, all right, do you have a wire hanger?
Yeah, yeah.
But I came out like 2 minutes later, I was like, she's fixed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a horrible conversation. Just, like these things happen, we understand, but it's just like, I know why you're asking me for one, and I hate that the answer is no, because now this has become an issue. But the next day, we got a plunger, which has proven to come in handy with my daughter.
I honestly, when I moved the last time, I think I bought a plunger the next day.
Yeah, seriously, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I didn't have one. Just one of those deals. Like, I'll be fine.
My problem is finding the damn thing.
Mine is directly next to the toilet.
That's where I keep mine.
There's one next to the kids' toilet. There's one next to my toilet. And then we have another toilet down in the basement. There's one next to that toilet. Because my daughter, she makes full run of the house, which is nice. But when I get the, hey, guess what I did? I know there's a plunger nearby. Actually, she hit me last week, I think it was. I was so pissed by the time I got to the bathroom. This was like a 35-minute plunge session, right?
And just to get this thing down?
Dude, and so she says, hey, and I can just tell by her face, I'm like, and look, man, I'm sitting on the sofa, I got my feet on the coffee table, like, dad is chill. And it's just like, okay, here we go. I backed up the toilet, like, okay. I go in there, and what's crazy is, when I got to the bathroom, you know, it was damn near overflowed. It didn't quite overflow. It's that kind of backup.
It's hard to plunge, too, when you got so much water in
it
there.
Is, but there was no evidence of poop, right? So it was pretty much clean. Mm-hmm. So I guess she flushed the toilet and went away, so it got blocked.
It got stuck in
somewhere, right. And I'm just like, oh, my God, man. So I'm plunging this thing, and, you know, when you plunge it, you get that sweet spot where it just kind of drains itself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, money. But then it's not refilling. So I go to reflush it. Right? Well, it refilled. But now the water has turned brown. Okay, so when I first went in, and I'm like, this just went from bad to gross, man. It took 35 minutes to work this goddamn through. I was so pissed off. I was so angry when I walked out of there, you know? you can't, like, yell at her about it. It is what it is. But I walked out. She could tell I'm pissed. I was like, hey, do not use my toilet right now. Just don't use the toilet right now. It's apt. That's what's wrong with it. So apparently, Dawn dished soap, waited a little while, finally went back and plunged it again, and finally, I don't know what she laid down in there, man, but I'm just like, you've got to be kidding
me. That's a long time to plunge it.
It might need some Drano.
Your hands start getting tired, man, you know what I mean? Like, water has hit me in the face as a goddamn... Oh, dude, trust me, I'm just irritable by the time I'm done with it.
What do water have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Walter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, gentlemen. So about 20 years ago, I'm roughly about 15 years old or a little bit older. My family were relatively in California. We go to one of the man-made lakes to have a good summer little vacay. For the most part. So we have our cousins and everything down there. We pick a spot near one of the lakes that's a little bit sketchy for the most part, because to get to the lake, you kind of have to take a really steep climb down a little hillside. Well, I say a little hillside. If you relatively slip, you're going to crash into a hard bank and or rocks for the most part. So my cousins and I are going down to more or less hit up with the boats and the jet skis for the most part that it got camped a little bit nestled for the most part. One of my aunts, who was relatively coming down far behind us, started to essentially slip for the most part. And she kept on running down. And everyone was like, why are you running down there? Stop running. And she's like, I can't stop. So me being my heavy self, instinctually get in the way, grab her, and literally we slide down with my ass just taking the brunt of it until we hit the water right then and there. So that was pretty much a nice heroing experience that I had And a lot of rocks and a lot of mud crab, apparently, that was down there as well. Yes.
How big were you?
For the most part, I was pretty big. Roughly about 250. About 250 to 75. I was a big boy.
Okay.
Still a big boy, too.
All right. Well, what are you up to now?
Right now, I'm more or less a security guard and trying to figure out life.
How much do you weigh now?
Still a big boy. Last time I checked, 375.
Wow.
But a little bit more muscle.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like to throw that in.
A little bit more muscle.
Hey, man. Well, remember, muscle's heavier than
it's
fat.
It's all my
brother.
Penis.
Yeah.
It's all my penis.
375 pounds of penis, ladies.
What did water have to do with the story? 206-803-ROG.
Somebody here says, Mike's story just reminded me, about 10 years ago, my best friend and his wife at the time, they bought their first home. I'm checking it out with them, and the very first day, I ended up clogging the toilet. Well, the water shutoff valve didn't work, and I flooded the upstairs bathroom. His wife wasn't happy when she found out. Nobody had used the toilet except me. More along those lines, when I was 4 or 5, Thanksgiving, accidentally knocked one of my Happy Meal toys into the toilet. And then I flushed it. Well, my dad, he tried to plunge it out and it ended up forcing it down more. We had to take the whole toilet out. It was sitting in the front yard on Thanksgiving Day. Then we had to go stay at my grandparents' house since we only had one bathroom.
Oh, God.
And then here's some solid advice from a plumber. Says, hey, Steve, I'm a plumber and I've installed it a couple of times. It's the Kohler, something to the effect of Cadet 4. It can flush a bucket of golf balls.
Damn.
I mean, honest to God, man, I need
maybe you need like a super toilet for your kid.
That is what I'm saying. And look, man.
It might be worth the investment.
I need to get 3 of them because, like I said, she's.
Nah, I just get one.
No.
You just poop here, man.
That you can only poop in
the downstairs bathroom, and that's it.
I'd put it in the kids' bathroom.
Well, wherever.
It's close to the bedroom.
But even if you're in the basement,
you got to poop, man. You need to take your ass upstairs and sit on that toilet. I'm over this. And then somebody
has to step up. Yeah, they're right.
I do.
You got to step up that toilet game.
We did get a new toilet. We kind of redid the bathroom, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years ago. It was a new toilet. It was just a regular one, though. I didn't realize I needed to spend a lot of money, but I got to get one. And somebody here, Miles, asked a good question. Where else do you keep your plunger other than besides the toilet?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, like, that is actually a fair question.
I have 3 toilets.
It's in my utility drawer.
So I never know where it is. Sometimes it's in the garage. Sometimes
the garage.
Yes.
Why in the hell would you put your plunger in the garage?
Because the last time someone came in my house and blew my toilet up, and I had to go in there and plunge it, the innards of that thing got a little bit dirty, so to speak.
Sure, sure.
So instead of washing it out in my kitchen sink or one of those things, I went downstairs where I have a spigot outside.
Yeah.
Turned the water on outside to rinse it out, and just left it down there.
Yeah, get out of this one. It's a plunger. It should be by your toilet.
Well, I still didn't want to take a wet, drippy-ass plunger.
How long ago did that happen?
Last time I had visitors in.
I'm just saying. Like, that's the point of the plunger.
I know that.
You need to buy, like, 2 more plungers. I'm telling you, man, just have one.
I'm a thrill.
Next to each
Every
toilet.
Bathroom should have its own plunger.
Yeah. Okay.
And they sell those also.
Do they have their own toilet brush?
So I have the double.
Oh.
Once the plunger and the toilet brush, it's attached in one little unit.
Okay.
I need to go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
I do have a toilet brush in the bathroom as well. You know what I figured out, though, man? And so what I do now after you, with the toilet brush, hit that bad boy with Lysol or something.
Yeah.
It didn't generally occur to me to do that, but I came home after work one day, and I'm like, what are these bits of things all over the floor, Molly, looking at the dog? Oh, yeah. When you cleaned out the toilet, like, she was like, you basically added frosting to her cupcake.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, is that fresh? Did you just scrape poop and toilet scum out of the toilet? Like, I need this in my mouth. That's what my dog has decided.
I hate it when
I spray that bitch down so it just smells like chemicals and she stays away.
That's a good call. I hate it when you gotta, like, click it on the side of your toilet,
mm-hmm.
you know, after you've washed it and there's always that one drip that you don't see and like lands on your somewhere on your body and it's like, this is gross.
And man, the worst I've had is plunging the toilet once because I like those old like terracotta colored plungers. But God forbid we have one of those. So we have those weird black kind of bulbous ones which suck. I hate these things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, because you got to wait for them to kind of like.
The 2-tier things that they.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
suck. It's so stupid. But yeah, it goes through all this, but this is not the most recent toilet plunge. But like you said, the invisible drip of water, it hit my lip.
Yeah.
And I mean, dude, I cannot explain how skeeved out you feel after, like, oh, my God.
Yes.
There's turd water on my lip.
Secret word for your chance to win Tool and Guns N' Roses tickets coming up at 4:20. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
What did water have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Couple of quick texts here. By the way, if you're listening to this show and you just refilled your garbage man's water, he says thank you.
Oh, nice.
Hey, just texted, yeah. Garbage man. Thanks to the guy listening to the show. Refill my water. Good work there. Someone else says, hey, Thrill, I'm also a plumber. The Toto Drake is also an affordable toilet. They say, if your poop can clog it, you probably have a medical condition.
That's a guarantee.
Yeah, I might be the one to buy right there. Hello, Ian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Vicholas.
Hola.
Hey, this is Ian from the FCC back in Tony.
Oh, right on, man. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. It was a pleasure to meet you guys.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that.
That was a good afternoon.
That was.
I'm surprised no one else came up on stage to do it.
Oh, to play try Ted versus the FCC?
Well, you did such a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Thanks. All right, so... I do home remodeling for a living, and we were at this little townhome, like a two-story townhome, and I had to go patch some drywall in the bathroom, because behind the toilet, where the toilet was, there's just this big open space in the wall. They never patched it. So I cut my piece out, and I was putting it there to nail it to the stud, but it wouldn't fit, and I saw there was a nail already there, so I had to pull it, and it was right next to this angle stop. So I took my little cat's paw and I start pulling on the nail, and I guess that little bit of force jerks the like the base plate, and the entire angle stop, it was plastic pipe, and it exploded right in my face. And it shot the angle stop like right into my stomach, and then water shooting all over my face started flooding the bathroom in the upstairs. So I'm running downstairs like cussing and screaming, turn the water off. And so I jump into the garage and turn it off. Well, by that point, the water's already flooded the bathroom, and we just put new flooring in. And then it goes out into the subfloor of the hallway, and it's seeping through, and it's coming out the air vents on the bottom floor.
Jesus.
I have seen this movie.
Yeah, so then all the drywall seams in the ceiling, you can see them start to separate. It's flooding downstairs. It was fun to clean up.
And you have to replace everything, right?
I think they ended up sending the drywallers back to patch the ceiling in, but the flooring was salvageable upstairs. We were able to dry it all off and everything turned out fine. It was funny because at first my boss, he was annoyed with me because at the time I was still a little new, but it was funny because the next day he did the same thing applying the washer and dryer.
Uh-huh.
So the same plastic pipe and it exploded too. So I felt like I was a little off the hook there.
Yeah, at that moment, you go like, right, yeah. There you go. Evens it up.
There's a text that came in and says, I do underground utility work. I can't even tell you how many times that I've dropped something into one of these sewer manholes and had it splash up and hit me on the lip.
Yeah, man, I'm telling it. It's bad. You don't want anything in your eyes. You don't want it on your face. But something about the lip is just such a different animal.
Well, and it's bad enough when it's yours or even a loved one that it happens. Like you're not okay with it. But just a random sewer line from somebody else, man.
You're right. I mean, like
a sewer line's a sewer line. That's a pot of stew there.
Right,
man.
That's everybody.
That's a neighborhood's chili.
Right, that is a potluck. That's the potluck.
Yeah, oh, God. Don't call it that.
Neighborhood chili.
It is.
Yeah.
Everyone throws a bean in.
We've all contributed.
Damn.
What a water have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Maybe that's what he should say he does for a living now. I work with neighborhood chili. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'm actually currently doing a DoorDash also, so you're going to hear some background noise. But this story is actually about my girlfriend when she was a kid. She was about 9-10 years old. And over on, like, the lake docks of, like, some boat dock, she says, oh, there's a bunch of jellyfish floating on top of it. And she was poking at them as a kid, having fun with them. Well, she falls in.
Oh.
What happens when you fall in next to a bunch of jellyfish? You get stung, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, easiest way to fix the stinging is someone peeing on you.
So they say, yeah.
Well, they're at the boat launch lake area, whatnot. Her grandfather is having to pee on her in order to stop the stinging.
But the question is, does that work?
No.
If someone's going to pee on me,
I'm pretty positive that's an old wives' tale.
It better work. That's all I'm saying. Like, look, man, this is life and death, man. I mean, if I'm going to die, then pee on me. All right.
It will mellow it out.
It'll mellow it out.
Well, your urine has some acid.
It doesn't really do nothing for the sting. It's just more. It's kind of like whenever you put warm water on a burn and it kind of relieves that burning feeling.
I think it's complete a placebo. Here's what I think. I think if you're willing to have someone pee on you, then at the time you're thinking to yourself, it psychologically takes you out of the pain of being stung.
Right.
Because
like,
then you're thinking to myself, oh my God. And instead of, I've been stung by a jellyfish. Oh my God. My grandfather's peeing on me.
Right. My problem is
it's a myth. It's a myth, and they said it doesn't do anything. Needs the pain. It might make it worse.
Really?
Yeah.
My thing is, I don't know if I can just conjure up a pee. You know what I mean? Even if it did work, it's 100% it works. Like, okay, you can't get stung by a jellyfish. Like, I'm sorry, dude, I don't have to pee.
We always rub wet sand.
Really?
Yeah, you know, like that sand that's like in the water.
Yeah.
Again, miles prior, it's probably placebo. But when I was a kid, it's like you get stung a decent amount in the ocean. You would just sit there and rub sand on it until it felt a little better?
Yeah, I've never been stung by a jellyfish.
Oh, God, it sucks.
What?
It sucks.
I don't want to be, and I have not been. I mean, I don't
realize it until you don't even know they've touched you.
Right.
And then the rash starts to form. It's almost like poison ivy.
I mean, Mike, I could fathom you haven't, because, like, the ocean isn't a big thing in the Northwest.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just so cold and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah, I've never been stung.
Girls been to the beach a bunch in Maryland. Like, by lake,
they're
everywhere, though.
I was going to say, especially by, like, by the time you get to August, because the water's gotten so hot, they're everywhere.
August is crazy. My friend Dizzle, she got married in Maryland in August, and they did that same freaking hotel we always talk about, the Sheridan, right? Real nice-ass hotel. Anyway, but it's right on the water, so that's when I'm going to do the wedding, blah, blah, blah. Wedding was fine, but for the wedding, I kind of walked at the end of the pier and smoking a cigarette. And I mean, dude, it looked, I don't know, picture taken 10,000 white trash bags and just throwing them out there.
Yep.
I mean, they were everywhere. There was not a point where there were not jellyfish. And I'm like, nah.
Have you guys ever had anybody pee on you?
No.
Have you ever peed on anybody?
I mean, my kid, but that's
yeah,
about
I know.
It.
I mean, like just, you know, horsing around stuff.
No.
Okay. Just check it.
I know. I peed accidentally on an ex-girlfriend. It's one of those dudes, you're kind of blackout drunk. And in my mind, I'm in the bathroom, and you're just, what the F are you doing? She kind of snapped to it. Basically, I got out of bed, turned around, and then just peed back in the bed, but I'm peeing directly on her.
Somehow that
she
was not pleased. Somehow that ended up being a baseball thing in high school.
What?
Yeah. You're in the shower after practice. You turn around.
Well, at least you're in the shower.
Your buddy's throwing a big stream up.
You don't realize it.
Knocking people in the legs. You know, it's impossible to get in a fight when you're naked in a shower. So no one really.
That is one time I don't want to fight.
And baseball players are debaucherous that way.
Sure.
You'll get them back.
Right.
You'll find a way to get them back, but, you know.
I'm naked shower fight.
I'm just like, golly. It was always one guy, too. What do water have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, hey, you know, growing up in the Pacific Northwest, you kind of always, water's always involved, from floating down rivers to hanging out at lakes. My story goes, so I live in this little town called Gig Harbor, near Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved into our apartment, 5 years ago, and I had just potty trained my youngest to use a toilet, and he got up late at night and used way too much toilet paper in the toilet, and it overflowed for about 2 hours. And like, we, at this time, like I said, we just moved in, we're all sleeping on the floor, so everybody's getting wet. There's no Walmart, there's nothing open 24 hours. I had to drive and come home. It took me 2 hours to go pick up a plunger and then come back and completely clean up this mess.
2 hours?
Yeah. I had to drive out of town to find a 24-hour store to get a plunger.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, man.
That sounds to me like one thing we learned. You need a plunger.
Just have a plunger.
Get a plunger.
And just so you know, Miles, you're not alone. Someone else keeps his plunger in his garage as well.
Yeah, well, I just took it outside because there's
I understand.
I call it a spigot because I'm from West Virginia, an outdoor faucet.
Right.
I mean, that's how it kind of cleaned it out. But it was still wet and, you know, dripping.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to walk through the house with a dripping wet, you know, poop.
Do you not have the thing that the plunger sits on?
I don't have any of this fancy stuff.
It's like a plastic tray, I got the one
that looks like it's the clay colored old suction cup.
Those are the ones I prefer.
With a wooden handle?
Yeah, because they work.
Yes.
They work quickly.
I'm not saying you're not wrong for cleaning in the garage. Take it back upstairs.
Well,
you take your wallet and keys out of your pocket when you get home, right?
Well, I'll leave my keys in my car.
Okay. My point is, you fathom how to put something back where it belongs.
No, always. I always do.
But you now if
you're a toilet plunger.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't imagine.
Trust me, I put everything in the same exact place.
That feeling of the toilet about to overflow, you got to run downstairs and get it?
Like I said, the difference, you know, backing up a toilet, that sucks. When you know it's about to overflow, and it's crazy. Because the amount of desperation and how fast you move when you think water is going to crest over top of the bowl.
Correct.
It does not matter who.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly, I mean, it could be a 95-year-old woman who hasn't walked in 30 years. If she thinks that thing's going to overflow, she's running down the hall.
Like, yeah. It's like when you're watering plants and you look at the catch at the bottom and you realize you put too much water. It starts to rise. Like, no, come on, roots.
And then it's like, it's just water. But yeah, you absolutely, you're going to toilet panic.
What do water have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody here has a reasonable question. What does Miles have in his backpack for jellyfish?
Dumbass, a wetsuit.
That's the easiest one. Hello, Owen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I'm an ironworker apprentice. And so we're working at this building over in Bellevue, and I have to go and get water. Me and this other apprentice have to run down and get water. So we get down there, and we grab all this water, and we're running back up the scaffolding stairs. And I think he stops on, like, the fourth and the fifth story and drops his waters off. And I'm heading up to, like, the eighth and the ninth story, I think. And so these scaffolding stairs have these bridges that go across and go into the building. And so I'm, I drop my stuff off on the eighth floor, one case of water, and I go up to the ninth floor to drop my second case. And all around the perimeter of the building, they have these safety cables, like, you know, one's down around your knees and one's up around your stomach area. Well, I'm in a hurry, man, and I'm running off that bridge, and that safety cable, I didn't see it, and it hits me right in the stomach, and I got this water on my shoulder, and I just bend in half over that safety cable, and the water goes flying forward, and it hits the pan decking, which is like this, like, galvanized deck. It's got these, like, 4-inch divots in it, and it hits that stuff, bounces clean off, like, probably 8 feet the opposite direction, straight off the side of the building, falls 9 stories.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. Like, you know, I mean, I seen it going off, like, slow motion. I collect myself, look over the side, you know, I'm like, header, you know. Luckily, there's nobody underneath me, but it hits this brand-new electrical cover panel that they had just put in for some underground electrical stuff, this big old steel plate. Just hits that, explodes, and freaking, you know, just a cacophony of noise from it, and my deck foreman looks out from the floor underneath me. He's like, "What the heck was that, kid?" And I'm like, "You don't want to know, man."
Well, at least it was just water, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, "Get down there and clean that up before the safety guy sees it."
Okay, let me ask you a question.
I run all the way down, and I'm cleaning it up, and there's the head safety guy standing right behind me. He's like, "Bad." I was like, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know what this is."
Did any of the bottles survive a 9-story floor without breaking open?
There was probably like 6 or 7 of them.
That's impressive.
Made it into my bolt bags and up to the 12th story. But man, it was a mess.
Okay. Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah, luckily nobody got hurt, so that's the good part of the story. But yeah, I was kind of on the chopping block the rest of that job.
Yeah, I mean, things happen though. You know what I mean?
It's not intentional.
That's right. It's not intentional.
I mean, thank God nobody got hurt.
By the way, somebody here, you're talking about peeing on people. Somebody says, "I was at a party in the woods, accidentally peed on a girl, passed out in the bushes in the dark." Which reminds me, I have peed on someone unintentionally. Teenagers, we buy whatever booze we can find, and we're kind of partying. It was in downtown Baltimore, but you remember where the riot police showed up to take me away or whatever.
Correct.
So it's that same spot. But at night, there's nobody there, man, and you're kind of above the city, and we're drinking. Well, they have all these planters and stuff, and there's this huge one. And I remember take a leak, turn around, and I'm like peeing into what I thought were bushes, and all of a sudden you just hear, "Hey!" I mean, it scared the crap out of us. And it's this homeless dude in corduroy pops out of there, man. And I mean, just like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Dude, I didn't know you were there, man." He's like, "Okay." Like, he understood, but I was just like, "Dude, I'm so sorry. I did not realize you were there. My bad."
My bad. Yep.
Hello, Billy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, men's room.
Hola.
So, last year, Thanksgiving, I'm getting my dinner ready and everything's going out. And my son comes upstairs and says, Dad, comes downstairs, rather, says, Dad, the toilet's overflowing. I've been plunging and plunging, and it's overflowing. And as he did, I started seeing water coming from the light fixture over the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, Thanksgiving dinner ruined. So I go upstairs and I just plunge and plunge and plunge. The toilet finally clears, but there's still water running from the light fixture. So I call my oldest son, whose father-in-law is kind of a fix-it man, and he says, "Oh, no worries, it'll stop. He just plunged so much to where it overfilled the pipes and was bypassing, I guess, that seal in the bottom of the floor or whatever." But I'm going to tell you, man, I was panicking because I had an old Army buddy coming over for Thanksgiving dinner with his friends.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm a two-plunger guy. After that mess, I got one for the kitchen and one for the bathroom.
Yeah, smart man.
If somebody let us know, I did not know, I honestly did not know this. Somebody said, "You guys know there's two different types of plungers." I'm like, "What? One is for your sink, one is for the toilet."
Is the one I have for my sink, then, the one that's like the clay-colored rubber that's got the wooden handle?
Now, I grew up with that as always using it on the toilet, so my assumption that's for the toilet, but I don't know.
I don't either.
And somebody else pointed out, they're like, "Hey, man," because we're all talking about the water, you know, just like he was saying, dude, going over the top, they were like, "Turn off your water behind the toilet, dummies."
Correct. That was my problem.
That is a good call.
I didn't realize
when
my dad blew up my toilet.
We just didn't think of it at the time, but you're 100% correct.
I was spinning mine, and I thought I was stripped. Because everyone I'd ever dealt with before was a thread.
Right.
This was a push-pull. And now it's just spinning. I'm like, "Oh, man, this thing's been stripped." So then I ran down 3 flights of steps, shut off the water. But it's still flowing. It still takes time for all that stuff to get
out
of the pipes. I'm like, "Oh, my God." And like he said, it's coming down through the light fixtures on the second floor. It is just raining water in my house. I'm just like, and my wife was out of town. I'm like, "Oh, my God. You gotta be kidding."
It's actually better when the wife's in town. If something like that goes down, you know what I mean, than having to explain what happened.
Because
all you get is, Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I'm a plumber by trade. And when I was an apprentice, I was in a crawl space. It was about a 4-foot deep crawl space. And it's on a Friday, and we're hooking up the water main to the house. And we use what they call as a forge fitting. It hooks the poly to the rest of the house. I put this thing on. I get it all set and tightened down. And we take off for the rest of the day, and we're coming back on Monday morning. Well, we show up Monday morning, and I see water coming out of the air holes at the bottom, at the base of the house. Mind you, it's a 4-foot deep crawl space. So we go inside, and that Ford fitting had failed and popped off, and it's an inch and a half poly line going into the house. So it was just straight running, inch and a half water line into the crawl space of this house all weekend.
Oh, so God. Was it like an underground pool?
Oh, it was like 64,000 gallons of water.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus, man.
You know, when it was all said and done, because that line ran for two straight days, 24 hours a day.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was a lot of water. So I ended up going into the crawl, had to put on my bibs and crawl into the water, go to the main for the sewer line. I just cut that off at the base, and we just let that sucker drain. It took 2 days to drain it. it took about a day to drain.
Wow.
And it ruined all the HVAC stuff underneath and everything.
Yeah. I mean, 64,000 gallons.
That's why you get insurance.
And that's why he was the apprentice at that point.
Secret word coming up for Tool and Guns N' Roses tickets at 4:20. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.